It's Farmer Friday on the Ag PhD Daily Show. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Darren Hefty along with my brother Brian. We're going to be broadcasting today, mostly taking your questions. We got a little bit of stuff we'll talk about here too, but if you'd like to call in, it's 844-44-AG-PHD, or you can email us mailbag@agphd.com. But we've actually got rain, and I know our friend Gordon up in Michigan had sent a letter in earlier this week and said, man, Brian, sounds a little down here. You guys haven't had rain. Well, we've had rain three times now this week, Brian. It's been fantastic, and it's actually a little muddy out there right now.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the whole thing. I made this comment the other day. I mean, if you don't like not getting rain exactly when you need it, probably shouldn't be a farmer, because that's the way it goes. Sometimes we have drought. Sometimes we have flooding. It's all part of the fun as a farmer. It's why not everybody does it, like my dad used to say. So one of the things I was going to bring up just to start the day, because I've had this question several times here in the last couple weeks from agronomists and farmers. Hey, what happens if I doubled up my spray? I got twice the rate on of whatever it was. And this has been herbicide, insecticide, fungicide. I've doubled up. So I get it. Most people are trying to keep their rates down, keep their costs down, but hey, mistakes happen. So I would say this, usually if this happens to you, generally speaking, your crop may look bad for just a little bit. So that's kind of the tough thing. You go out there right away. Once you realize, uh-oh, I think I messed up, you go back a day or two later, look at it, and you're like, oh no, the crop doesn't look very good. Generally speaking, the crop comes out of it pretty well.